crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossovers.
Crossover.
Crossover, double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, great sports weekend.
Yes, it was.
We talked about for the last 4 hours. You got the NBA, you got the NHL, Major League Baseball, you got the NFL draft this week, you got Avengers, the Endgame is coming out. Game of Thrones, everybody's going to be killed off next Sunday,
I understand. Yeah, everyone's dying.
Wait,
yeah.
Are you a Game of Thrones guy?
I am. I'm not as insane about it as other people are.
See, I'm
are.
Doing it. I've been debating over whether to take this Nesty plunge. And you know me, I don't sleep. I can binge. And somebody did the math for me. I need 60 hours.
Yeah.
No, seriously. 50, yes.
Yeah, you can find 60.
Yes.
You don't watch it, do you, Gary?
I haven't. I would like to watch it. I just don't have as much time.
Yeah, I mean...
I could do it in a week.
You know,
I could go 6 hours a night for sure every day.
You know what was hard for me was I'm not going to lie, the first season, I was ready to quit it. And Kim was like, no, let's give it another episode, give it another episode. Like, it wasn't... You know, there's certain shows that, like, grab you right away. Yeah. It didn't really grab me right away. But it got pretty good. I'm not into like that. I'm not into knights and swords like that.
I love it.
I'm
Is
not
that
a
the
huge...
only show that you watch live?
Like appointment television?
Because on my DVR, I've just started watching stuff I have taped from October.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're terrible though.
Well, I know, but
it gets harder in basketball.
There's only one other show that I decided to watch live this year, and that was
Bro, as much as you guys travel, I would be like,
yeah.
Shoot, I'm watching.
This year I finally was able to like really get the stuff so I can download and like I use flights for like watching film. That's been my, like,
because,
you know, like, I don't know about you guys. I find, like, a flight, you can get a lot done on a flight.
Because
there's literally nothing to do.
And you don't
but,
like
people. Lock in on
it's
what
just
you're doing.
Like, cool. Yeah, I agree.
So I've tried to do that. But I've said that I think the phenomenon around Thrones exceeds how good the actual show is. But the show's good.
Okay.
Because, so, like, there's no, it's obviously good if it's gotten this kind of,
okay,
like, it's a part of, like, American culture.
There's prop betting. And I guess Arya was the chick that had the 15-1 odds that she'd be the first topless.
Okay. I didn't
she's
know.
She's 15-1. And I mean, I guess she hit last night.
Last night she
did not see that at the MGM.
Yeah, it was
it not uncomfortable? Because she's a kid.
Yeah, I was kind of like, how old is this? Because like when the show started, she was like 8, maybe?
Come on.
So, yeah, I was a little like...
All right, that's not a spoiler, because I don't mind. I'm going to catch up. I am. I'm getting
there. Yeah, that's not a spoiler, but like...
Where would you put it? Like Breaking Bad, True Detective?
It's not as good as Sopranos? It's not as good. Like, I think Breaking Bad's better.
I didn't see Breaking Bad, so I don't know.
See, and I didn't see Sopranos.
Me neither.
So I saw Sopranos.
What about The Wire? Now, that I've seen.
The Wire I saw...
Wire was fantastic.
I saw it
2 years late.
Right.
But I was all in.
Did
you see The Wire?
I did not see The Wire.
So you're not a TV guy either.
I'm kind of a TV guy, but not a huge TV guy.
But look at what's going on Sunday nights right now. You have Game of Thrones, you have Veep, you have Billions, and you have Barry. All four like are the most popular shows right now.
I haven't heard of any of those.
I've watched the first season of Billions, and I've watched the first season of Barry.
Is Veep Dreyfus?
Yes.
Okay, now I know that.
I love me some Dreyfus. I love me some Elaine Bennett.
Time out. Give me some. See, this good thing it's not CWS. She's one of the most underappreciated, not attractive, get-you-going chicks on television.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you look at her and you're like, no big deal. But the more you watch her, it's like, oh, she's cool. You know what I mean?
She grows on you big time.
Right!
I've been trying to, like...
Northwestern games. She was in the crowd.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be different seeing her live, probably.
She don't want to ruin that whole thing.
You don't want to ruin that whole thing.
Is it live or is it Memorex?
A lot of times I prefer Memorex.
And then you forgot to mention last night, too, you had Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum and Russell Westbrook and everything going down last night, too.
Why is Russell Westbrook such a bad playoff guy? Is it because there's no transition?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
He's terrible in the half court.
Game is played different.
But he's fantastic for 82 games.
It is weird how he really erodes in the playoffs.
Why? They slow it down?
Playing the same team.
Why doesn't he get to the foul line? That's what I don't understand.
Well, I think this series, he's also gotten locked into a Lillard versus Lillard.
Yeah,
conversation.
He's right,
but Lillard is fantastic.
Damian's become like I've loved him. He's hitting shots from 35 feet, so Russell's like, "Whoop, I can do the same thing."
Caleb's on like his third Lillard. No.
Really?
Yeah.
I need
to stop wearing zero like 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, got over Russ like that.
Just get us to the second round.
He's really likable.
Lillard?
Like, what's not like not to
and you
like
know
about
what? They kind of trashed his team.
Right. And yet they're like three seeds. They've been a three seed. Like, I just think he doesn't get the love I feel like he probably deserves.
I'm with you.
No, because would you recognize his head coach walking down the street in Omaha?
Probably not.
No. Terry Stotts looks like a normal dude.
Hey, is Billy Donovan done?
Gotta be.
They got to do something because they have gone three straight first round exits.
Something's got to change, right? You know what I mean? Something's got to change.
One other thing, though. I thought you couldn't light switch the playoffs. Did anybody tell Boston and Golden State that?
Apparently, you're not.
Did we miss that memo?
Those guys,
dude. Is Philly in trouble? No,
Not in this series. Like, because they're up 3-1 now, right?
Eventually,
yes.
Something's wrong with the way they play too.
They're a chemistry.
They're a bunch of kids playing.
Yeah, dude, all those good players, though?
But they're a bunch of kids
right now
playing. They're immature.
Yeah, that's Butler.
They don't have a lot of maturity on the floor.
Yeah. You know what's funny that... last stop before I let you run. Maybe I didn't hear it, but did everybody... Like, there's a thought that happens in the playoffs, the NBA playoffs. It doesn't really happen in other sports. Like, I didn't hear everybody last year, Patrick Mahomes, be like, well, let's see if he can get it done in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But we do that in the NBA, like with Giannis or with some young guy. Well, let's see if he can get it done in the playoffs. Yeah. Why does that only exist in basketball? Is it just because basketball, the postseason, is so much different than the regular season?
I get it. That's a good point.
Three of the four sports, it's that way. NHL, Major League Baseball, and NBA.
And NBA.
Because your regular season is so long.
Yeah. Because because the regular season, week 10 in the NFL compared to the playoffs, is comparable.
I agree.
Yep.
I would say it's more comparable than
all those games matter.
All those games matter a ton.
16 games matter. 16 weeks out of the season matter.
And so I guess that makes sense.
But everybody's like legacy.
Right.
Like baseball, Mike Trout. Mike Trout's been in the playoffs one time. Didn't go so well.
Remember Barry Bonds couldn't get over the hump?
Yeah.
Hey, can I stay?
We got to.
George,
yeah. George, I care.
All right, I guess I'll let you do your
own. I'll try to do my thing. I'll try.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night, no!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing. There you go.
Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Here's Nick Baugh.
And with that, I suppose, officially say hello. George, are you doing okay with what happened yesterday with your Pacers? I feel like you kind of... I don't think you expected a sweep,
yeah.
But I think you expected them to lose.
You know what was really good about it is that they played all the way up until that last whistle. And you can't expect anything else from the Indiana Pacers. One thing that did stand out to me, though, yesterday while watching the game is that Doug got no minutes.
Yeah, I think... And he only played five... In game three.
Yeah.
I think there's something wrong with his shoulder. I think he banged his shoulder up in game two.
Okay.
I may or may not know that for sure, but I think he had something was banged up with his shoulder, and that's why he didn't see time. But at the same time,
yeah.
He didn't play great in games one and game two, and they needed, like, you're sitting there watching yesterday, and you're just going, they need somebody to, like, just make a shot.
And you saw that in the first three games. You saw that in game four.
Right.
Is that they go on these long periods of time where it's like we're missing shots. We're not getting anything easy.
So
nobody's penetrating.
Right. You're getting and then you're going, well, why not give Doug a chance? But that's... I think there was something not totally right with his shoulder.
Which would make sense.
Which makes sense because it was like, yesterday there were just so many times where it became so obvious that they needed someone that could shoot.
Yeah, 100%.
They needed someone that can shoot. There are so many teams you watch in the playoffs right now, whether it is the Clippers or the Pacers, and the Pacers already have this, but where you feel like, man, if you just gave that team a player, oh, man, would they take off.
Would they take off? Because like, they already have the chemistry.
They have it all.
They have everything that you want in a team. They're playing for each other. You've got those hustlers. You've got those people who don't care about their stats.
Right.
You have all of that, and all they need is just that A. If
yes.
they get that A player, now we're in a conversation.
Because you look at, like, I've been, like, the Clippers were impressive yesterday.
100%.
Clay was hot. KD played great. And they were right there going toe-to-toe with the Warriors.
Yep.
And you're like, man, you put Kawhi Leonard on this team, or you put, you know, you give them an A player, and man, does this maybe change fast
because
for
now,
them.
Because now you've got guys playing 100% around an A player.
An A dude.
Mm.
Yes, and now certain guys that are playing secondary roles instead of primary roles. Like, imagine Lou Williams as like a second or third option.
Stop.
You know, like, I mean, oh boy.
Like, he's putting up those points, and the defense is like all over him. Can you imagine him being a Robin instead of having to be the Batman?
No. So it was a fascinating weekend of NBA playoffs. Like, the Boston thing. You sit there and you go, you know, I've hitched my wagon to Boston saying I think they're going to win the East. And, you know, I could puff up my chest right now, but it's like they beat an Oladipo-less Pacers team. You know, you just kind of go, you're watching that game I don't know how it was for you, but you watch that series and you're just like, Boston's just superior. They are right now.
100%.
But I will say at the end of those games, you did see why I can't quit Boston. From the standpoint of they have, like, not one, not two, but, like, three different dudes that can make plays down the stretch to win you a game.
And then just looking at how they finished games, you got Kyrie, you got Jaylen Brown, who just was absolutely
awesome.
Ridiculous.
Awesome.
And then Tatum, whenever he wants to get to the rim, he can get to the rim. And then Al Horford being able to stretch that defense, being able to hit that three, it was the perfect
And then
story.
Hayward had a great game.
Man.
And, I mean, you just... That's one thing. The one thing that is so interesting about the playoffs is it often comes down to the final 5 minutes or 4 minutes, just what individual players can make and create and make their own shots.
Bingo. And then Marcus Morris as well, putting up some big shots yesterday.
That's my thing. It's like the reason I like Boston is like I just look at them and they have like four or five guys that I all trust in a big moment to take a big shot.
So... I'm just saying that the Bucks are probably going to win this series.
Yes, I would say that is a safe assumption because Detroit looks
right. So that's next up.
Yeah, man, that's going to be a great series because Milwaukee really is playing well. Man. They really complement they're a unit that complements each other.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the only thing with Boston is they feel like they're just a super talented group. I don't know how well they really. They play together, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Not that there's like the your turn, my turn, but boy, that's gonna be a hell of a I mean, if you think about Toronto and Philly potentially matching up, and then Boston, Milwaukee, the Eastern Conference semifinals are gonna be really, really good, man.
I'm just pulling up a chair. I'm getting my
me
carrots.
Too. Your carrots and your grapes.
Yep. Carrots
and your
and my
apples
grapes.
And your kale and
it
your
used
spinach.
To be popcorn. But not now.
Now it's different.
Now it's different. Got to pull up with the carrots.
Get your carrots ready. That doesn't have the same, you know, the get your popcorn ready, get your carrots ready. That doesn't have the same pop to it at all, man. Okay, so we got tons of stuff to tackle. I got a few more other things I want to talk about with the world of the NBA playoffs. College basketball second trial starts today in New York City. And it's certainly going to be interesting to see what ends up happening with Preston Murphy. I got some thoughts on that we'll dive into. It is the NFL draft this week, so we'll continue to get you set for Thursday evening. Plus, we got Schaefer. We got Vers. But coming up next, very well-respected individual had some thoughts that I thought really pertained to Nebraska. I'll get into that.